He's gonna meet the parents. I'm Joseph, this is Input English. Today I have a story. We're going to join David, and this is the time that David gets to meet Audrey's parents. David has asked his father if he could borrow his car for the weekend because he wants to drive to Audrey's parents' house and meet them, and of course see Audrey. Lots of things have been happening, and he has a lot of things he needs to discuss with Audrey. In recent weeks, David had a Zoom conference with his pre-med advisor. He thought that conference went extremely well, and he found it very helpful. The pre-med advisor told him what to register for and what sort of mindset he was going to need to get into medical school. David had registered for all the courses that were recommended. He registered for biology, chemistry, and calculus. Those were three big courses, and it would be important for him to get good grades in those courses. This idea was stressed by the pre-med advisor. He said, "This is the time you need to focus on getting good grades, otherwise it's not going to work. You won't get in." David was not worried about working hard, but he was a little concerned that this would perhaps change his interaction with Audrey. After all, his first year in college was fairly easygoing. He didn't have to study much. He had a fair amount of free time, and his approach was pretty relaxed. He was concerned that Audrey might be put off if he's very focused and obsessed with getting good grades. This is what he needs to talk to Audrey about when he has time to do so. So David got up early, grabbed a snack, and jumped in the car. During the several hours of driving, he had a lot of time to think about things, but there were no big revelations. He was just mulling over all the things that were concerning him about this big change. He wasn't having second thoughts about switching to pre-med. On the contrary, it gave him great focus. He was actually having second thoughts about majoring in business and marketing. He was not impressed with that, and he was looking for an exit strategy. He was looking for a way to find a career that was going to be more interesting and more rewarding. The more David had learned about marketing and business, the less interested he was in doing that for the rest of his life. When he arrived at Audrey's house, he greeted her at the street. He was happy to see her, and she let him into the house so that he could meet her parents. That was when he met Jane, Audrey's mom, and Dex. Jane, very much like Audrey, majored in English, but the jobs that she had for a few years after she graduated didn't really use her degree. She worked in an office. She had thought about getting her teaching credentials, but realized that that wasn't what she wanted. Eventually, she figured out what she wanted. She wanted to be a librarian. So she went back to school and studied library sciences. She got her credentials in library sciences and got a job as the librarian at the community college. It took her a long time, but now she's doing exactly what she wants to do. Dex is Audrey's dad. Dex is short for Dexter, but he doesn't like the name Dexter. So when he was actually a kid, he started calling himself Dex, and it caught on. Everybody in the family called him that, and he has never changed. Dex has had the same job for more than 15 years. He is a manager in a large firm that wholesales industrial equipment. He manages a large sales force and oversees contracts for these very expensive industrial machines. He finds this job very interesting because it's always changing. The machines that he is selling to the various companies are evolving. the technology is always changing and improving, and he has to change to adapt because the equipment that he sold 5 years ago cannot be sold to the same clients now. They want better features, they want better reliability, and they want better economy. Basically, Dex thinks he is in a dream job. He enjoys working with a lot of details. He has learned how to work with people and how to lead them and encourage them. He tries to bring out the best in his sales force. If you ask him about this, he will tell you that nothing that he does is based on what he learned in college. Dex has realized that everything he does at work is based on what he has learned over the past 15 years. When David arrived, he met the parents and they talked for a little while. And soon it was time for lunch. They went out to a restaurant in the area and chatted over lunch. David found Audrey's parents to be very easy to talk to, and he felt very comfortable with them. They were interested in what he was doing, and they asked him questions about his change of major, but they didn't grill him. They didn't give him a hard time and asked difficult questions. After lunch, David and Audrey excused themselves because they wanted to take a walk in the park. They have a lot to talk about. This was at David's suggestion, and Audrey was ready for a walk and a talk. When they got to the park, they found themselves walking hand in hand. David was thinking how comfortable and pleasant it was. He was happy to be back with Audrey, having this pleasant walk, and he hated to bring up a topic that could be a little stressful, but eventually it became necessary. So David introduced the topic he had been worrying about. He said, "You know, there's something that we need to talk about." When Audrey heard this, it sounded rather foreboding. What is he talking about? Is there something really bad going to happen here? Has he found someone else? To Audrey, it just sounded pretty ominous. So she asked, "What do we need to talk about?" David said, "Well, now that I've switched majors, there are going to be some changes because I can't do this pre-med thing the way I did the business and marketing thing. It won't work." Audrey nodded. She actually knew that. David continued. He said, "You know, I had a very easy first year at college. I didn't have to study very much. I got good grades, but the classes I was taking were not difficult, and I had no trouble getting through them. When I talked to the pre-med advisor, he told me that this was going to be a big wake-up call for me to get focused on getting good grades so that I can be competitive." Again, Audrey nodded. She understood this. David said, "What I'm trying to say is I may not have as much time to spend with you over the next couple of years." With that, Audrey frowned a little bit, but nodded understandingly. He went on to explain that the pre-med advisor in their Zoom call had told him that being a pre-med was a big out-of-balance experience. He said, "Those of you who get through this and succeed, that is, those of you who get into medical school, will have been very out of balance for several years." Audrey's expression suggested that she needed some explanation. What he said was, "In order for this to work, I have to be fairly obsessed and focused, and I can't have a well-balanced life for the next couple of years. It's going to be school, 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 grades, 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 and not a lot more." At this point, Audrey says, "I know this. It's going to be okay." She said, "Don't forget, I am an only child. I know how to entertain myself. I'm good at it. When you're busy, I can get lost in a book. Don't worry about it. it's going to be fine. David was grateful for that reassurance, but he stayed on the same topic. He said, you know what was weird is when I talked to Dr. Miller, the trauma surgeon, he told me the same thing. He told me that the stress of pre-med really got to him and his wife. They weren't married at the time, but the rigors of getting his medical education nearly caused them to get a divorce. When Dr. Miller explained that to me, he actually used the same term. He said that he was out of balance for many years during his medical education. Again, Audrey said, don't worry about this. We're well equipped to handle this. We communicate well. We'll talk to each other. We'll find our way. We are forewarned that it's going to be a stressful time, but I think it's going to be worth it. Those words spoken by Audrey were very supportive, very reassuring, and David felt a lot better about all of this. He looked at her and smiled. He said, you're very good for me. You know, the reason I was so receptive to talking to Dr. Ferguson is I was ready. I was very disillusioned by the idea of being in marketing and business. It just wasn't going to be for me. Yes, it's going to be stressful to get through this. It may take me an extra year to get through my bachelor's degree and get into medical school, but I'm really grateful that you spoke up at the right time and gave me that hint that I didn't have to accept the path that I had already chosen. There was still time to change, and there was still time to build the kind of life I wanted. He continued, I'm not sure that there was anyone else who could have said anything that would have stimulated me to think about taking a different path. It was the right person saying the right thing at the right time. They continued to walk and talk, and they returned back to the house. The rest of the weekend was mostly a bunch of storytelling. Audrey's parents talked about how Audrey was growing up as an only child and how she has matured. They told some funny stories about things that she had done in the past. David found that both of Audrey's parents had a good sense of humor, and the more he talked to them, the more he liked them. Neither David nor Audrey know what the future holds for them. Will they be together long term? Will they raise a family together? Or maybe not. They just don't know that. But they're not future tripping on those details. Instead, they're enjoying their time together. They are thinking about the future, and they're trying to make good decisions along the way. After lunch on Sunday, David jumped in the car and drove back to his parents' house. On the way home, he was thinking how fortunate he was to have found Audrey and how fortunate he is that she is such a great influence on him. He was very relieved that her parents were not difficult to deal with. They were very easy to deal with. He won't be seeing them for a number of months because the next time he sees Audrey will be at school. She's going to be staying in the dormitory for the second year, but Chris and David will be sharing an apartment. They decided that the dormitory was fine for the first year, but David, for one, thought that the environment of the dormitory was too distracting, and with the prospect of needing to make very good grades in these three really hard courses, he figured an apartment would be a better way to stay focused, fewer distractions. So he and Chris have found an apartment. They will get the keys in a couple of weeks and move in. So as David was driving home, he was going through a mental checklist of all the things he needs to do in anticipation of resuming school in a couple of weeks. He concluded that he was very much on track, and this weekend really helped him with his biggest fear, and that is whether or not Audrey would understand this big change in his priorities. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.